Yes, they are fighting in Iowa. That's the fight song. And only 1 week from today, Republican stalwarts and conservative base brave the cold and the night to caucus and launch the nation's presidential voting out there in Iowa. You know the three top candidates, Mitt Romney, the on-again, off-again frontrunner, everywhere but in Iowa. Of course, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House and national-level challenger, and Ron Paul, congressman, movement leader, and lately, target, thanks to a long career playing to the political fringes. Well, we've got a week to go. It's gone negative, of course, and here to tell us what to look for this coming week, Maggie Haberman, senior political reporter for Politico, back on the show. Hi, good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
And John Ward, senior political writer for the Huffington Post. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to all of you, and happy holidays.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you, John. Maggie, there's reporting out of Iowa this morning that Mitt Romney, who's languished a bit in Iowa for this entire race, is on a full court press as though he intends to win.
Yeah, I think that Mitt Romney's people see a real opportunity to wrap this up pretty quickly. I think they are going to make the most of it in the coming week. I think one of the things to watch is how much he does next weekend. He's planning a bus tour heading into Friday-ish. If you see him at a bunch of events over the weekend, I think that you see a sense that their internal polling shows there's a real chance to end this very quickly. And the thing is they've kept the expectations low enough that if they don't win, they're not going to get killed as long as he finishes within the top three.
Because then he goes to New Hampshire and he's ahead. I mean, he's got twice the polling numbers that the other candidates do.
Correct. The recent polling this past weekend from UNH, Boston Globe, showed that Mitt Romney has maintained, you know, roughly 39 points to 17 points tied between them. You know, 17% for Ron Paul, 17% for Newt Gingrich. I think you can expect reasonably that when voting starts, it's going to be a little tighter than that, but I still think he's going to be well ahead.
All right. Now, John Ward from the Huffington Post, let's move on to Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul here. Newt Gingrich has a lot about him to attack. We all know that. They've been hitting the airwaves against Newt Gingrich. I want to play you one ad. This comes from the Ron Paul campaign against Newt Gingrich. Listen to this.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's health care law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
Everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House, he went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
Okay, serial hypocrisy against Newt Gingrich. Now, let me just give Newt a chance to react here.
Ask them if they run into one of these candidates to tell them they ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to take this junk off the air.
Now, John Ward from the Huffington Post, that negativity is directed at Newt Gingrich to an extent, reminding a lot of voters what they already know about him. But it's Ron Paul himself who's been a target this week. Is it having an effect on the polling? We're talking about racist statements, anti-Semitic statements, homophobic statements in newsletters that he's sponsored for 20 years.
Yeah, the stuff about Ron Paul, I think we haven't seen any impact in the polling yet because it's too recent. A lot of that kind of began to bubble up and come to the surface and be printed in the New York Times as we got closer to Christmas, whereas Gingrich has been under fire for, 2 to 3 weeks now, and his drop in the polls came before Christmas. So if we see a drop in the polls for Paul, I think it would be over the next week. I also think just sort of a hunch of my own is that as Paul gets more exposure just in general, his foreign policy views and whatnot will spook a lot of Republicans who will want to go a different direction. And so there may be a move away from him in Iowa overall.
Now, John Ward, Ron Paul, congressman from Texas, has spent a career really as a libertarian candidate playing to political fringes way on the right. And before he was a national figure, sometimes that play was pretty incendiary. Some of these newsletters have a lot of homophobic statements, certainly the race card being played. You couldn't even call it a card. Some of it's downright racist. Give us a little bit of window into Iowa campaigning. This sounds to me like what they call oppo, meaning somebody from another campaign that doesn't want Ron Paul to win made sure that reporters knew about this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a reporter who wrote for the New Republic who wrote about this 4 years ago,
right,
and then published it again this year. And so I don't even know the campaign's really had to do much to get it out there. It's just kind of, I think, a function of what happens when a candidate becomes taken seriously and looks like they may actually win the Iowa caucuses. So, sure, you know, some of the campaigns may be in off-the-record conversations pointing reporters to this, but I don't think it's taken a lot of work for them. The real oppo and attacks have been from mostly the Romney campaign and the Paul campaign and some from the Perry campaign against Gingrich in the weeks leading up to Christmas, and that had a very tangible effect. And I'll say regarding Paul that while there may be a move away from him because of these various factors, he's still going to do very well because his core base is fairly significantly large. They're very dedicated and they're very organized. So he has a very solid number, maybe 20%, maybe a little bit below or above that, but he's not going to be knocked back from the top three, I don't think.
And then the question becomes, if somebody like Ron Paul does very well in Iowa, Maggie Haberman of Politico, I want to ask you this, and I'll turn it around on John too. What will this all mean? Give us a roadmap about the winner of the Iowa caucuses. The stories will be huge and the headlines will be big, but I've never covered President Pat Buchanan or Mike Huckabee in the White House.
I think that, look, Ron Paul's campaign has been building itself, and John wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, to last through Super Tuesday and to be a delegates log campaign. And I think you are going to see them going for quite some time. I think that one of the most interesting developments about the Virginia ballot situation, where you have four candidates who didn't make it on, is that you only have two candidates who did. You are going to see Ron Paul and Mitt Romney going the distance, or at least attempting to go the distance. That does not mean, obviously, that we're going to be covering a Ron Paul presidency, but it does mean that Ron Paul is looking to be some kind of a player and have some kind of an impact. It's hard to argue he hasn't done that already, but I think he is going to continue. He has an ability to raise money that the other candidates don't have, and he has an infrastructure that most of the candidates don't have.
John Ward, what are we to conclude from the winner of the Iowa caucus, whether it's Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney pulls one out of a hat and wins when he's been behind for so long? The winner of Iowa often does not make the White House. What does it all mean?
Yeah, I think to Maggie's point earlier, I think you know, if Newt can win Iowa, then he can stay in for a while, maybe through South Carolina, see how he does there. But he faces some real organizational challenges. Unless Newt gets a real boost out of here, or, you know, somebody surprises us like Rick Santorum or Rick Perry, who I personally don't see Rick Perry doing a whole lot there. But unless somebody surprises us, we're going to see Romney and Paul for a while. And I think that, you know, the question for Paul is, does he want to have an impact at the convention, or does his performance play a role in his thinking about a third party or independent challenge?
And, of course, when you win in Iowa, you can either go independent or raise scads of money off of it. Maggie Haberman, senior political writer for Politico, and John Ward, senior political writer for The Huffington Post. Thank you both. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.